Thank you. It's Merrill Lynch. The question relates to the online recruitment portal. Have you got to a stage where you can provide us with more financial information on that business? And how big do you potentially think that piece of business can be?
It's Piotr Niemczycki. I mean, right now we are doing two things simultaneously. On one hand, we are building this portal. On the other hand, we are working. We are at the end of the work with the consultants. So we are not quite ready yet to announce, how we to inform you how we think the business is going to look like.
And have you got any indication of how much you're going to be spending on that area?
Not yet, because as I said, we are at the end of the work with the consultant. And as soon as we're going to have something that we'll be introducing to the market, definitely we'll inform you.
And are you using any benchmarks in other organizations outside of Poland?
Yes, we do. That's the work that we are doing together with the consultants. And we are looking at the benchmark in UK and US and all the job portals and trying to compare the size of the market and try to evaluate how much money we can get from this portal.
Right. When do you expect to be in a position to provide more detail and actually go live with the whole process?
I don't want. I mean, approximately, I believe that mid or the end of autumn of this year.
Okay. And I assume that some of the costs have already been taken in the quarter.
But marginal. I mean, they're really marginal.
Okay. Very good. Thanks very much.
Hi, this is Małgosia Sudigowska from UBS. I've got three questions, please. During the second quarter, there was a high number of book projects and video projects and that you had, but the revenues were only about 28 million compared to the first quarter of this year, 52 million. Do you think that this is a kind of a permanent shift or decline in revenues due to the saturation of the market, or do you think this reflects just those specific projects? That's the first question. The second question, would you be able to provide us with a number of for revenues for the printing services in the second quarter? And thirdly, you mentioned that one of the strategic objectives will be to increase Agora's operating efficiency during this difficult time. Do you think, could you provide us with any kind of examples for that? Thank you.
Can you just answer your first question about the book collection that we are doing? There are two issues really important. Yes, these are the specific projects with a certain profitability that we have done this year. And you have to remember that it's unlikely that we're going to have a project, such a big project like Encyclopedia that we had in 2004 and in 2005. And, of course, when we've done the first series, then 20th Century Literature, it was a very successful project because it was new on the market. We don't believe that we're going to have that kind of a that size of a projects anymore. And looking at the whole year, of course, we're not going to reach the same number that we managed to reach in 2005. So we're going to be introducing to the market much more projects, accounting that all of them, they're going to be attractive. So, to put it in one line, there will be more projects, but each of them will be less profitable than the previous ones. I don't think that there is a saturation of the market with the projects, and of course we have to always look what the competitors are doing, and by putting such a projects together with the daily newspaper, with Gazeta Wyborcza, we're competing with the color magazines as well that are trying to copy us, and the local newspapers are trying to copy us as well. So of course we are working on some new projects that will be very attractive for the readers, but we're not at the stage right now that we can tell you that, but I think you recognize the situation right. I mean, there are more projects that are less profitable than the previous ones, and we're not going to reach the same number that we managed to achieve in 2005. Now, about the efficiency, we're in the process. We're looking through the business processes, and we're trying to increase, to look at all of them, because we understand our situation, as Bishop described, with the copy price, with the cut of the copy price. So we're going to be looking at the cost side. We're looking at all the business processes through the whole company. So we are, you know, analyzing all the things. I don't know, Zbyszek or Jarek, do you want to add something on the efficiency?
Not on the efficiency. I just have some last-minute information. We have just received copy sales numbers from Audit Circulation Bureau for June. Average daily paid circulation of Dziennik declined by 17% as compared to May and was about 215,000 copies. At the same time, the Springer tabloid recorded the lowest copy sales since December 2004, 483,000, a decline of 5.6% over May and by 6.1% year-on-year. In June, Gazeta sold 426,000 copies, which was 4.7% fewer than in May and 9% fewer than last year. But in May and June 2005, Gazeta saw record copy sales due to extremely popular series on Pope John Paul II. So June paid circulation of Rzeczpospolita was 173,000 and Super Express 194,000, and these circulations were the lowest in their history. Overall, in the second quarter 2006, Gazeta sold 449,000 copies, down 9% year-on-year. Fact sold 508,000 copies, down 4%, while average paid circulation of Dziennik was 239,000 copies. These are fresh news. We didn't want to report before because we felt that there will be a significant decline of Dziennik circulation, but because these were our feelings and estimates and also data resulting from monitoring, we didn't want to put them in the report. This is against the Audit Circulation Office regulations, therefore we are able to provide this information to you only now once Audit Circulation Bureau revealed them officially. Thank you. And now...
And there was a third question about printing. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, no, not necessary. Jarek Szaliński now will respond to this question about printing service.
Revenue from printing services for the first 6 months amounts to 31 million PLN, and is about 6 million higher in comparison with the first half of 2005.
Hello, it's Guy calling from HSBC. I've got three questions all to do with advertising revenues at Gazeta Wyborcza. The first one was the 4 percentage point loss of Gazeta's national display advertising market share in Q2. What do you attribute that to, and was it mainly due to Dziennik, and do you think that Dziennik is actually attracting paid advertising at this stage? The second question is, behind that head number, do you detect any underlying growth in Gazeta's advertising revenues in Q2? And also, can management comment on Gazeta Wyborcza's advertising revenue performance so far in Q3 2006 at all?
Okay, so I think, you know, to answer your question is, first of all, I will refer what was said already by Zbyszek. I mean, first, what we are observing in the second quarter is that the whole advertising market in a newspaper is not growing. Mainly because one thing is because of the base of the last year. It was really high. Second of all, the price of television. I mean, still the television is the most attractive medium for the advertisers. That's the situation that we are having right now. I don't believe that, and we don't observe that there are any big numbers or big budgets, advertising budgets, moving to Dziennik. Looking at the readership data that was mentioned already, we have a better target, and we are attracting a lot of good advertising campaigns. So we are still maintaining a very healthy, much more about 40% market share in the total newspaper advertising market. and something like 44% in the national advertising market, and managed to increase the market share in the local advertising market. So, you know, it's too early to say and to judge that there is a certain trend going on. I think we have a situation that we have a newcomer to the market, and of course as a newcomer they're going to have some share of the pie, but we are not observing that there is a big numbers moving to this newspaper. Can we comment on performance in a third quarter? I think that's a situation of the whole newspaper, daily newspaper industry right now, as I mentioned above. I don't think that the television is going to increase their ad rates. And usually the third quarter is not a very good quarter for the daily newspaper because of the vacation. So we're not expecting a very good quarter for the whole industry and for the newspaper, for Gazeta as well.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Adrian de Molfotlu from Intrinsic Value Investors. My main question is, when you were talking about your objectives for the next year, you said, okay, one of the aspects was your trying to improve efficiency, but the first part was to defend your position. Does that mean, first of all, that you would continue to use your price, which is now 1.5 zloty, to maybe further reduce in order to get maybe market share back, or that you continue to spend a lot of advertising and promotion activity in order to keep your market share? Thank you.
Well, Zbigniew Bak, I don't think we consider any further reductions of the cover price, of course not, but we will maintain a higher level of promotional expense for Gazeta Wyborcza in the medium term. How long? We don't know. This depends on the competitive activity of Axel Springer and of Dziennik, and we will be spending as much as we need in order to keep our market position where it is now. Whether it's two quarters or three quarters or 10 quarters, we don't know, and we are not in a position to state at the moment.
But if I just look, we have now Axel Springer coming in. We know that Orkla is basically selling their media business to the UK businessman. What is the competitive environment going to look like? I mean, does Axel Springer at the moment make money on their newspaper? I mean, they spend a lot of money on their promotion activity. Secondly, what will then be the Orkla situation? What I'm looking for is, how do you think the market will look like in 1 or 2 years?
Well, I think you are maybe too demanding. If I knew, I would probably not be sitting here. But we believe that one thing is certain, that Dziennik will not be a newspaper of the magnitude of Gazeta Wyborcza. The readership is about slightly over a third of the readership of Gazeta Wyborcza, and after receiving this last-minute data on circulation in June, which were 17% lower, it basically means that they will not be able to increase readership for future months, because it's natural that you build readership when you have stable copy sales. When this copy sales decline, and this is the situation, then it is unlikely that there will be further substantial increases of readership. Therefore, with slightly over a third of our readership, it will be very difficult to compete with us. Of course, every player will get something of the advertising market, like Rzeczpospolita, with even lower readership, takes some money from the pipe because of the good structure of their readership. Therefore, most likely within 2 years you will see two newspapers with very large circulation, one of them tabloid fact and one of them opinion making or quality newspaper, which is our newspaper Gazeta Wyborcza, and then you will see the second league table selling below 200,000 copies, which will be Dziennik, Rzeczpospolita, in the quality segment, and Super Express, if it survives until that moment, as a tabloid. That's probably a good guess how the situation will look like in 1 year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, yes, it's me again. On the circulation revenues of Gazette of Debauchery in Q2, I've got three more questions. How many paid copies of Gazette of Debauchery were paid for under the Tetchkova subscription in Q2 2006? Second question, were any copies paid for under the Tetchkova subscription in Q2 2005? I think the answer will be no. And third question is, as far as your agents and distributors are concerned, have the percentage discounts fallen or risen as the cover price of Gazeta Wyborcza was cut?
Okay, so Piotr Niemczycki, to answer all your three questions. Tetchkova, roughly speaking, is, depends on demand, but you can, it's almost, it's roughly speaking, on the average, 100,000. In 2005, we didn't have any, that kind of a subscription. About the news agent, it's stable. I mean, they are, so far they're taking the cost of our copy price decrease.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Shortika and Tomasz Barzyłowski. We actually have questions related to this Tetchkova subscriptions, because we basically would have a thesis that this is a loss-making initiative, and actually given your readership data and given also the decline and surprising decline in the sales, it's a question of Dziennik, this is something that you should probably discontinue, or you believe that this is still worth to continue with this initiative going forward?
Well, of course, all kinds of selling the newspaper we are analyzing permanently. And right now I will not agree with you, because what it really means, that kind of a subscription, it means that there is more than 100,000 people coming every day to a kiosk and buying a newspaper. So it means that we have a loyal readership who is coming every day to the newspaper. What we are observing from the readership data as well, compared to the previous months when we didn't have that kind of a subscription, that people not buying a newspaper only, you know, twice a week, but they're buying six times a week. So it makes a difference in terms of the readership data.
I think you cannot analyze this situation on a static basis, because we are selling a little bit less, a few percent less of Gazeta than last year, despite the fact that there is a new entrant selling more than 200,000 copies at the moment. So if you take this into account, then you would look completely, probably differently, at the efficiency of this special kiosk subscription. I would also disagree that this is a loss-making business, because when you analyze a newspaper, you should always look at circulation revenues and advertising revenues together. Because of this subscription, we have higher readership rates, and because of these higher readership rates, we can keep our advertising rates. Therefore, I believe this is a profitable venture.
And just to add to this, I mean, when you look at from a certain perspective, our copy price strategy, where are we right now? As we just read you the June data about the copy sales. I mean, first of all, we are, you know, only something like 60,000 below the tabloid. So for a quality newspaper, it's a pretty unusual situation, and I think it's related to some extent to the copy price strategy that we are having. And we are selling, you know, more than twice as much as the new entrants. And I think it's related to the copy price strategy as well. And why we are doing that? Because we have to have, we would like to have a nice readership data based on which we are selling our ads. So I think, you know, you have to see the whole thing as a process. You cannot just pick up one element of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here competing with the largest publisher in Europe. And this publisher is 10 times more than we are. And we do not have any revenues abroad from which to subsidize losses in the Polish market. So therefore, we have to use all the potential means, and kiosk subscription is one of them, to just be smart to win this battle in the long term. And we frankly state that financial results will suffer in the midterm, and there is no other way.
But yes, of course, I was wanted to be a bit provocative with this question. However, looking at the performance of your previous main competitor, i.e. Rzeczpospolita, which despite a flat cover price, which is already 100% higher than your price, is more or less maintaining circulation and falling less than you are falling in terms of circulation. So what is this basically a niche that Rzeczpospolita has and so successful in this that prevents it from suffering from entry of Springer? Or,
you know, I think asking the second question, you answer your first question, because when you look at the copy sales data of Rzeczpospolita, I mean, something like 65% of their copy sales is the institutional subscription. So the 65% gives them security that, you know, everybody is subscribing because they usually subscribe for the whole year. That's why that's one of the main reasons why they are not very sensitive to the copy price, because people already subscribe to Rzeczpospolita as a company.
So they will expose only 35% of the business at the moment. They will expose the remaining 65% of their business only at the end of this year when people will be renewing the subscriptions. So they, at the moment, they are not feeling full competition yet.
But again, looking at the data, you can see that the copy sales at the newsstand was affected. As we mentioned, they sold in June 173,000, so they are, you know, much below 200,000 copies, and it was one of the lowest, if not the lowest, in the history of this newspaper.
So if you calculate that they lost only, because this is true, they lost only copy sales in retail points of sale, then the percentage decline will be quite significant, because 10 to 15,000 copies out of not 180,000, but out of the retail sales, which is more close to 60, 70,000, will be quite a big decrease as well.
Okay, thank you. And my final question is related to your promotional spending, and here we are puzzled a bit with the level of spending compared to Axel Springer promotion for Genic. You said in your statement that you estimate the Springer's promotional campaign in the second quarter from the start at 14 million zlotys compared to your spending, which of course includes in the press segment, which includes the add-on projects at 48. So basically, you are spending more or less the same amount as the new entrant with no past customers, with no brand name. We are a bit puzzled whether you have to spend so much.
Well, as we gave you guidelines in the past, we will spend about 30% more this year than last year on Gazeta itself. We believe it is necessary. It's better to fight at the moment rather than fight back. It's always more costly to fight back. At the same time, in terms of book collections, there is additional promotional expense because all the CDs and DVDs added to the book collections are expense. They are treated as promotional items and therefore fully expensed, not just with the first volume, which is like the first book is expensed, but all the cost of CDs and DVDs in all the volumes is expensed. So in the first half of 2006, this cost of expensing CDs and DVDs added to the books was 15 million zlotys, so that was a substantial cost. So maybe we have to be more clear in the future in explaining the breakdown of this promotional expense. And on the other hand, we don't want to give away this information. This is public and this goes to our competition.
And finally, on our side, related to your guidance for the advertising, daily advertising growth for the whole year and implied around 3% growth in the second half. Also, in the past, we used to say that there's a significant correlation between, of course, GDP and especially the domestic part of GDP growth, i.e. investments and retail spend with the advertising revenues. And here we are basically wanted to hear a bit more about why do you think that despite the fact that your readership is growing, that there's a new entrant to the market, daily newspaper will receive less of the advertising pie in the second half of the year, also given the television, which is still on. How do you look at future competition with television and with other media?
Okay, we are prudent people, and therefore, when we envisage 7% growth rate for dailies for the whole year, and when we recorded 8.5% in the first quarter, of course, we didn't revise our projections. When in the second quarter we recorded no growth, not in Gazeta Wyborcza, in the whole newspaper segment, it is very difficult to maintain the projection for the total year of 7%. Therefore, we reduced this to 4%. And of course, we would like, very much would like to be wrong, so that this percentage is higher. At the moment, I believe visibility is low due to the fact that we had the World Cup in the second quarter, and we don't know how much money flew to television because of the World Cup and increased activity in that area, and how much is a structural shift. However, we know for sure that not all of it was the World Cup. Therefore, television will have a very good year and dailies will have a worse year.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Grzegorz Lityński from KBC. Thank you very much. My question has been already answered.
Hello, it's Guy Czartoryski from HSBC again. Just one more this time. What were the internet revenues in Q2 2006 within the Gazeta Wyborcza division, and what was the growth year on year?
In the second quarter 2005, it was 3.4 million total, out of it 2.9 was advertising. And to compare to the last year, and 2006, second quarter 2006 is 4.5 in total, 3.9 advertising.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Martin Fertig and Tomasz Bardziłowski once again. I have a question regarding newsprint costs, as we in the second quarter experienced a 15% rise in paper costs of Gazeta Wyborcza. What is your guidance regarding material and newsprint costs in general for the rest of the year?
The newsprint costs that you are observing in our data, they are mainly because we switched to print our TV guide on the Hitset technology, and that uses much more expensive paper. And there's anything else? I'm just looking at the... I don't think that's the main item. And the forecast about the newsprint, we don't think that there will be any change in terms of the price of the newsprint this year.
Thank you very much. I have also a second question regarding your internet extension. How much would you be willing to spend on this expansion, and are you considering to buy any portals or other internet companies?
Well, in terms of acquisitions, you shouldn't think about anything big because nothing big is for sale. What we are thinking is the comprehensive strategy we are working with consultants on. And there may be, in addition to organic growth of different voltages and developing classified sites, there may be acquisitions, small acquisitions, that will help us to build the market share in a faster way. But we are not envisaging at the moment, and we do not have anything in the pipeline that would be measured in tens of millions of zloty.
Thank you. Hello, this is Grzegorz Szczytyński, KBC Securities. Once again, a few days ago, we heard from Axel Springer a quite triumphant comments on the initial results of launching of Genic in Poland. Those June data that you have mentioned does not seem to be confirming that that optimism. However, assuming that Genic remains a constant element of the competitive landscape in Poland in newspaper business, what scope of market share loss in to Axel Springer in advertising market spending you would assume taking into account the readership characteristics and circulation circulation level that we have seen so far, assuming that this remains?
First of all, I mean, there is one thing that we are coherent what Springer is saying. We are saying that Genic going to be on this market and is going to be a permanent component of this market. And definitely, if there is a newspaper on the market, they going to have some share of the advertising and reader's pie. So I think we are completely coherent in this thing. And now, I believe, and I don't want to predict how many copies they're going to take from Gazeta Wyborcza or how many advertising revenues going to take from Gazeta Wyborcza, because it's too early to predict and to say that there is some solid trends that we can count on. The only thing that we are saying right now that we are very pleased with our circulation numbers and with our market share and the readership numbers as well. I don't know if you want to add something.
Well, we strongly believe that they made a mistake in reporting. We don't want to talk about our competition, but in this respect probably we will have to do that, because they stated that their advertising market share is 44%. Probably it was lost in translation somewhere on the line between Poland and Germany, because we do not believe it is absolutely, it is possible that they have 44% market share, advertising market share. We believe that this figure could be possible, that they have about 44% of the circulation market from nationwide newspapers.
Joint circulation of Fakt and Genic.
Joint circulation of Fakt and Genic out of total newspapers. But the figure for advertising market share is much, much lower than this number. So we are just confused. We believe that there was a mistake.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. And we, of course, try to explain what is explainable. And some things we will have to just wait and see how they develop. And thank you very much for your time. Goodbye.
Thank you very much, and if you're going to have any further questions, please contact Joanna Barzyńska and by email or by telephone, and she will be happy to answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.